from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump is to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping early Thursday, a meeting in which Trump has said he intends to press Xi to push North Korea to abandon its nuclear program. Trump arrived in Beijing Wednesday, his first visit as president to China, North Korea's closest ally. Trump is expected to call on China to expel North Korean workers from the country and otherwise eliminate some of its other dealings with the North. The talks between Trump and Xi will also deal with trade, a touchy subject, since Trump has long complained about the trade deficit between China and the United States. Yet the Trump administration is showcasing several business deals signed during the China trip, including a deal for China's biggest online retailer to buy $1.2 billion worth of American pork and beef. Trump is also to meet Thursday with a Chinese premier, whose position is similar to that of a prime minister. The Navy will conduct a joint exercise with three aircraft carriers in the Western Pacific for the first time in a decade. The USS Ronald Reagan, the USS Nimitz, and the USS Theodore Roosevelt strike groups will conduct air defense drills, sea surveillance, replenishments at sea, and other training in international waters from November 11th through the 14th. In a statement, the U.S. Pacific Fleet Commander Admiral Scott Swift called it a rare opportunity to train with two aircraft carriers together, and even rarer to be able to train with three. This exercise in the Western Pacific is a strong testament to the U.S. Pacific Fleet's unique ability and continued security and stability. This is VOA News. Tension is growing over the status of Zimbabwe's First Lady after President Robert Mugabe praised her at a rally Wednesday, indicating that she may be his pick to replace his recently fired vice president. In South Africa, a powerful group of veterans from Zimbabwe's independence war say they want to mount an electoral challenge to Mugabe next year, with the deposed vice president at the top of the ticket. VOA's Anita Powell has the story from Johannesburg, with reporting contributed by Sebastian Mofo in Harare.
Chris Mutsvangwa, the head of Zimbabwe's powerful Veterans Association, was in neighboring South Africa Wednesday, agitating for recently sacked Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa to lead a multi-party coalition to challenge Mugabe in the polls next year. He deflected the notion of mobilizing the nation's army to overthrow Mugabe by force. President Mugabe fired Mnangagwa on Monday, citing disloyalty, deceitfulness, and other issues. Mutsvangwa, who served in Mugabe's cabinet in the 1990s and now says he regrets it, had this to say about the Mugabe family.
They are using the state, the executive power of a doddering senile old man who has now been completely seized by his wife, who is young and ambitious. We want to say to the region, can't you find a way of making this old man see sense? This is a coup by a marriage certificate.
President Mugabe is 93 years old. His wife is 52. In a statement issued Wednesday from an undisclosed location, Mnangagwa said he fled threats on his life, is safe now, and that he was loyal to Mugabe to a fault during his tenure. He says he will now work to restore the integrity of the ruling party without Mr. Mugabe. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Air pollution levels in New Delhi have reached toxic levels, forcing the government to shut schools for the rest of the week. On Twitter, its chief minister, Arvind Kejriwal, said Delhi has become a gas chamber. Every year this happens during this part of the year. Levels of airborne microscopic particles that are the most damaging to human health reached nearly 1,000 micrograms per cubic meter in the Indian capital on Wednesday, according to measurements by the U.S. Embassy. And four Somali Americans won races for public office in local elections in the northern state of Minnesota on Tuesday, and Democrats and their progressive allies across the United States had much to celebrate on Election Day 2017, in addition to major victories in the Virginia and New Jersey governor's races. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.